Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The word of God is living and effective, discerning reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Render a just decision for me against my adversary. That widow was persistent. And no matter what her motivations otherwise, she was persistent. And Jesus is telling us to pay attention to this parable because he was explaining to his disciples the necessity of praying always without becoming weary. Praying always. We're called to intimate relationship with God the Father. We are called to be close to him, in communion with him, praying to him, asking him for our own salvation. Most of us spend some time each day, as we do this morning, as we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, asking God to help us to get through sometimes tedious things, sometimes painful things, sometimes suffering through things. But Jesus says, "Come, come to me. I will refresh you. I will take care of you." St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, tells us to remain faithful to what we have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures. We are called to teach the sacred scriptures to our children, to our grandchildren, to our great-grandchildren, passing on the tradition of Jesus Christ, the tradition that he gives us when he says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He shows us the way. He tells us it will be challenging. We must be persistent, like the widow. We must be persistent, like Moses was in our first reading. The Israelites came under attack. Moses prayed. He prayed unceasingly. And when he couldn't pray longer, he had help. Joshua and Hur held up his arms, raised in prayer to God. and they were successful that day. We will be successful every time we pray because we have learned to pray for the right things. We have to look at our motivations. Prayer is not give me this, give me that. It's more of help me to be the one that you want me to be. Help me to be for others who they need me to be. Help me to be more like you, Lord. And the scripture shows us the way. Paul says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. We're not just reading scripture for the sake of reading scripture. We're reading scripture so that we are motivated to become the good Catholics, the good Christians that we are called to be. Jesus says, remember to pay attention to that dishonest judge. Was the judge's motivation good? No. He wanted to get rid of this troublesome, busybody woman who pestered him all the time. And he figured out, well, if I don't deliver a just decision for her, she'll just come and keep complaining and complaining and complaining. And then Jesus says, will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Who are his chosen ones? His chosen ones are you and I when we conform our wills to God, when we conform our wills to the Heavenly Father who asks us to love God and neighbor. Will not God hear us? Will he be slow to answer us? And Jesus says, I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. We always have an answer to prayer, and perhaps the things we ask for need a no once in a while. No is something that we don't hear in our society very often because we so often want to do our individual things. Everybody has rights. Everybody should be able to live a free life, doing whatever they want. But sometimes God says no. We know when we take care of our own children that sometimes the answer is no, because we want the best for our children, the best for our grandchildren. Jesus asks a very haunting question at the end of this reading, and he refers to himself as the Son of Man. The Son of Man is the one that comes at the end of time, who's the human one, the one who can judge us because he is human like us in everything but sin. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The Son of Man will find people with various motivations, but is it faith? Is it faithfulness? Is it true love of the Father, true love of our neighbor? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? We listen to the scriptures. We seek to build our faith. We build it in hope and love and trust. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The answer lies in our hearts.